Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Hello, today's interview is with John Costello, the Chief Global Customer and Marketing Officer for Dunkin' Brands, which is the parent company to Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins. And John oversees Dunkin' Donuts' strategic worldwide marketing efforts and brand building efforts as well. And I had the pleasure of meeting John last year when he spoke at the Forrester Customer Experience Forum. So I invited him to participate in this interview because Dunkin' has had such a strong track record of business results and marketing success, including, I guess, the great results the company just posted for the past year. So I wanted John to share his insights about the great company behind the great coffee and donuts. So, John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Denise. It's great to be here.
Well, it sounds like business is going really well these days, huh?
Yes. You know, the market has certainly never been more competitive, but the Dunkin' Brands business is really solid. We had solid same-store sales growth in 2010, and Dunkin' Brands in total, which encompasses both Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins, opened over 800 net new stores globally in 2010. Kind of focusing on the Dunkin' Donuts side, you know, we're a market leader in hot traditional and iced coffee in America, as well as muffins, bagels, and breakfast sandwiches, despite being in less than 40% of the country and having fewer distribution points than a lot of our other brands. We're also particularly proud that Dunkin' Donuts earned the number one ranking for customer loyalty in the coffee category by Brand Keys for the fifth year in a row. So our franchisees are working very hard to do a great job for their guests every day around the world, and it's paying off in business results.
Wow, that's great. And I wasn't aware that you were only in 40% of the country. I mean, I know that you're not in my market, which is San Diego, so I have to wait till I go to the East Coast to indulge my cravings. But those are indeed impressive results for the footprint you have here in the U.S., and then obviously you're expanding quite aggressively globally. So congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, you know, one of the things you start off saying is that, you know, the competitive landscape is, you know, very strong. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about McDonald's because, you know, that chain has credited its recent performance and earning success in large part to its McCafe concept and products. And I'm curious as to, you know, has Dunkin' been affected by their success?
Well, I think, you know, Dunkin' is fortunate in that we compete in two of the most robust sectors of QSR, which is breakfast and snacking. And while there's certainly been increased activity by McDonald's and others, we think one of the benefits of this is it's really heightened the awareness of coffee and breakfast offerings on the run. And as I mentioned earlier, we've been able to generate solid same-store sales performance and open significantly a significant number of new stores despite all of this competitive activity. So, yes, in answer to your question, while it's competitive, Dunkin' Brands has definitely been prospering in this environment.
Right, right. Well, and I wonder if that is in part due to maybe, you know, different targeting strategies. And so that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. You know, when you spoke at the Forrester Customer Experience Forum last year, you talked about different groups of customers, and I think you talked about like super fans and fans, spectators. And I'm curious if you can, maybe share with us how you segment your customer base and how you reach specific targets and whether that might be different from, you know, how other brands are looking at their targets.
Sure. And before I get to customers, what I do want to mention, I think the secret weapon to our growth is our dedicated franchisee base. We have an exceptionally strong group of dedicated franchisees who have a real passion for the business, a real love of the brand, and who have built a really unique relationship with their guests in all the markets in which we compete. So I think a lot of our brand power and success is really due to the strength of our franchisee base. I think another strength, which you touched on, is that the Dunkin' Donuts target customer base has broad appeal across many segments. You know, when guests visit our restaurants, they can easily be found standing in line next to a construction worker who's in front of a busy mom, who's standing in front of a young professional. You know, our super fans are the most loyal, and they wouldn't dream of going anywhere else than Dunkin' Donuts. And we also have a lot of fans who visit regularly, and our goal is to bring them into the fold. So I think in many ways, Dunkin' is defined by the breadth of our appeal by people who are looking for great coffee and great food at a good value in a friendly, fast, and helpful environment.
Well, and so now I'm going to circle back to what you were talking about, the franchisees, because, you know, I think what you've described is actually quite unusual in the QSR industry. I think that maybe the most publicized relationships happen to be the most negative ones, but it seems like we hear more about franchise organizations that conflict with the, you know, corporate organization and don't have the strong ties that it seems like your base does. And so, you know, whether it's your franchisees or whether it's your own employees, I'm curious, how do you get everyone on the same page, and how do you get everyone aligned and united behind your vision and your mission?
I think a lot of it starts with our CEO, Nigel Travis, who joined Dunkin' a couple of years ago. Dunkin' has a long history of working closely with his franchisees. In fact, in 2010, Dunkin' Donuts celebrated its 60th anniversary, and Baskin-Robbins established its 65th. But Nigel really set a tone at the top that we really want to listen to and partner with our franchisees. And I think that listening and partnering has really forged a strong business partnership. You know, that doesn't mean we necessarily agree on every issue, but I think there's a real culture of listening to each other and working through those issues. I think on both sides, franchisee and company, we view ourselves as stewards of the brand. So I think it really reflects the leadership of our CEO, the leadership of our franchisee group, but it really permeates a lot of our organization. You know, our operations people in the field, our field marketing people, you know, are very attuned to listening to our customers, but also listening to our franchisees. And in many ways, I think some of our best ideas come from discussions with franchisees. So while we have a very sophisticated consumer insights group, I also spend a lot of time in the field talking to franchisees and understanding what their issues are. I travel extensively in the U.S., and as I mentioned to you earlier, I've just returned from trips to Thailand and China, and will shortly be going to Dubai.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, in the QSR category, having that real ear to the ground, or kind of on the sales floor relationship with your customers and interacting them with them on a daily basis is really the best way to understand what they're looking for and how you can serve them better.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in 360-degree marketing, which means that everything you do defines your brand. It's how you greet our guests when they come in the door. It's the quality of coffee we serve and the ice cream we serve. Mm-hmm. But do we make it a positive experience for them? And, that's just as important as the great advertising that we run every day.
Right, right. Well, one of the things I know that you do from a 360-degree marketing standpoint is your DD Perks program, your loyalty program. And I know that loyalty is a big question mark for a lot of people in this space right now. So I'm hoping you can maybe share a little bit about, the thinking behind the program and, any results or lessons learned that you could share with us would be great.
The passion for Dunkin' Donuts is unmatched. It was one of the things that really struck me when I joined the company, and I've been fortunate to work on some great brands. People love Dunkin' because they know they can get high-quality beverages and food that keep them running all day, and most important, they can get in and out quickly without having to spend a lot of money. So as a result, we launched the Dunkin' Perks loyalty program in 2009 as a way to celebrate and reward our most loyal guests. So when they enroll, they get a letter in the mail for a free medium beverage plus another free beverage during their birthday month. Hmm. In addition to that, guests receive ongoing news and offers by email and mobile. And for additional DD Perks rewards, members are encouraged to register their DD card, and they can earn Dunkin' dollars for every, $20 in DD card spend, or they can earn even more if they set it up on a DD card that's set to auto charge, which means the value is replenished. So, we launched it with some important things. We're also listening to them, finding out what they want, and continuing to enhance it. I think the key thing here is no matter how strong your brand is or no matter how loyal your customers are, you can never take them for granted.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Definitely one worth reiterating.
For sure.
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to ask you about is in regards to your Dunkin' Smart menu, which features better for you products. It actually has some of the products that I eat a lot on there. And I'd love to hear you talk about how the company manages the tension between offering really indulgent treats that the brand has been known for years, as well as meeting the emerging demand for healthier options. And how do you do both? Because it seems like you're balancing both very well, and that's an equation that I don't think a lot of operators have figured out yet.
That's a great question. And for us, it's all about offering consumers a wide range of product choices, and we encourage our guests to make decisions that are right for them. We have nutritional information available in our stores and also on our website. And what that does is it lets our customers decide what's right for them. So we offer a full menu of fast, affordable food and beverages. My favorite beverage, a medium black coffee, doesn't have any calories. so that's a pretty good choice. But here again, some mornings you may want to get an egg white wrap that's very tasty and has less than 200 calories, or another morning when you're feeling hungry, you may want to try the Big and Toasty, which is a limited time offer product we're offering now. So we're all about choice and giving our guests choices so they can pick the right beverages and the right foods to meet their lifestyle and their needs. And we're always listening to them and expanding our menu with additional DD Smart items. We do the same thing on the Baskin Robbins side with our Bright Choices, where we offer ice cream treats that are either low in fat or low in sugar. So what we've learned from our consumer research, Denise, is that customers want choices so they can make the right choices that are right for them, and that strategy seems to be working for us.
Right. Well, you know, I think that there's been a common thread throughout this whole conversation, and that is listening, on whether it be listening to your franchisees or listening to your customers. And I think that is just such a important note for any business, but particularly for QSRs in this very competitive category. And so it's a good note for me to end on. So, John, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. It's been really helpful to hear some of the thinking behind what we're seeing Dunkin' do, and I look forward to seeing even more fantastic programs and great results to come with it as well. So thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And thank you, Denise, for the opportunity to participate. Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.